Going to do a
boot sale,
yeah. And if you've got any clothes.
Oh yeah, I think
we
remember that.
When are you doing it?
We want to do it on Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
I've got a lot of clothes. What I do is bring them here and
yeah. Would that be alright? We can pick them up tomorrow or the day after.
Okay.
Alright, I've got a car. And all the money is going because we're bringing people from Palestine, Russia, and we're going to try and fight to get people out of Zimbabwe. Alright, so all the money is going to the international conference. To the international. Very good editorial on the new racist laws. You know how they're going to arrest everyone now, aren't they? Have you heard the new police powers?
No.
Come on, you lot now.
Where they're just stopping people randomly.
Sus. The SAS laws, but bigger than that.
Yeah.
The ones that actually promote the South African Revolution, the same Black Pass laws. Yeah. And that's because what's coming in Britain, it's their weakness, it's not their strength, it's their weakness they have to deal with. The postman strike looks like it's going to be massive. And they're going to throw everything at the postman for Brown to establish himself as the man of big business.
Wow.
Yeah? So the postmen are going to come out and strike. They're going to start arresting postmen. Stop them with the pickles. They'll do all sorts of things because the postmen are going to get a lot of backing from the white man. They're getting ready for a general strike. But the editorials on the racist immigration laws.
Racist immigration laws.
Yeah. If you're rich and you're right wing, you can come in here. If you're poor and you're just trying to better your life, you can. The borders were set up for buying and selling commodities, didn't they? They weren't got up, you know what I mean? Borders were put up for capitalists to buy and sell things. They're never about people, but they're now made, you know what I mean? They're for commodities. There shouldn't be borders, actually. You don't need borders. It's a myth.
You don't think you need borders?
No. What do you need borders for?
How do you kind of...
Not necessarily trap for people, but... How do you know what's going on in your country? Where does your country start and stop?
And your country doesn't start to stop, does it? Your country's only a very small part of the whole world.
Yeah, but I can't see the world having one law for everybody.
Well, you've got to take in different developments and different things,
exactly,
can't
so,
you?
So
you have
you
got to take that into consideration. But why should that affect you? What part of the world are you living in?
Of course it has to affect you. Of course it does. Simple laws is how fast you're allowed to drive on a particular road.
Oh well, things that's laws, that's no borders. Yeah, you can have different laws.
Yeah, but
you know.
The law in my land isn't going to be exactly the same as the law in your land.
But that's nothing to do with borders.
What is it to do with borders? How do you know where your land starts and stops?
Well, when you travel abroad, that's not the kind of borders I mean. I'm talking about borders where people are bought and sold. You'll always have differences, and you'll always have cultural differences, won't you? But actually, there's no reason why you can't drive the same here as you can anywhere else anyway. That's just capitalist laws. To think, it's like what Blair said. Come on, let's face it, there's something different about the British. There's something different about the British. Something great about the British. And deep down inside, you know it. Now, if that's not arrogance and chauvinism, I don't know what
it is. But it is. It's also about empowering people. Yeah.
It's what?
Trying to empower people. If it was a game of football, and my team playing your team, I'd probably say a similar thing to my team. There's something great about
us. Your interest wouldn't be the same as his interest. Really? Your working class interest, his interests are the ruling class. What he's saying is, the Iraqi lads are a Palestinian land. It's not equal to a British land. That's actually what he said, isn't it? If you read in between of the yonder theories. Yeah? Or a black youth life in this country, as it seems, right? Or a Scotland breaks from England, a Scottish person's life won't be the same. Anyway, would you try and remember these clothes?
I never argue, bro. I always ignore it, but today.
Why do you need border? Are you crazy? What's wrong with you?
You understand? You don't have control under your property. That's like saying, why do you have gates or doors in your house? But he would just turn around and say, well, back in the day, we never used to lock our doors and this, that, and that. Cool. Get all the criminals out then, innit? Oh, well, they're not criminals. They're not criminals. They're just youth that have nothing to do. You're a criminal. You come into my house, uninvited, and pick something up and take it, you're a criminal. You understand? That is it. Straight up and down, dog.